This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday, Junkies, with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 10th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Bish Bucks?
Hey, what's up, Flamer?
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
He'd be telling us about his quick trip up north to New York, but he was back to watch the Super Bowl.
That's a long trek, man, to go up to Ithaca, New York for basically a day. For 24 to 36
hours. Things you do for your kids.
I get it.
Spend a day with the daughter. We had a good time.
Because you left Saturday morning. I'm guessing you left at 8-ish?
No. We left early because we had a field hockey, our lacrosse game we wanted to go to. It was at 11.
Oh, so you left at 6?
5:30.
Oof.
Yeah. But we had a good time. It was a whirlwind. Saw that. We saw the Hoop team. Hoop team lost a tough one to Yale. Yale's won in the conference. Cornell's 2. But it was... They've got a kid there, Greek kid. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
For who? For Yale?
That I actually think it's possible he could play in a league. He is a ridiculous shooter. He's about 6'7". He's unreal. Maybe one of the best performances I've ever seen in person.
Is that John Pokalidis?
Yep.
Sounds like a Greek name.
He's from Chicago. He'll play somewhere. Maybe he's just going to play in Greece.
Polakidis. John Polakidis.
He is a monster.
Averaging 20 and a half, shooting 48%. Yeah, he's putting up some numbers.
He's a player.
Did you do any of the driving?
I did. My wife made me drive.
Props.
I didn't care.
Impressive.
Gentlemen.
Listen, I've said, I tell my wife all the time, I've driven up and back to New York by myself a million times. But oftentimes she just drives. But because of the snow, they had snow up there. She was a little bit concerned, so I drove the way back.
I drove by a terrifying scene on the way in.
I heard about that.
Full-blown car fire. Barbecue.
Yeah. Mm.
Like on the 11th Street Bridge. And I don't mean just like under the hood was on fire. The entire vehicle engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't even know how that happens.
Hopefully the person was in the vehicle, got out before
I'm guessing
that
they
point.
Did.
I have to hope. Because it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Had it been there for a while?
I mean,
did you have any inclination of stopping to help?
First of all, no. Second of all, it was on the other side of a major, like, 8-lane highway.
And you saw it when it was full-blown in flames or not
completely
afterwards?
Completely engulfed.
Yeah.
Like, the 100 fire trucks on the scene.
Okay. Yeah.
Traffic backed up forever.
So it had been there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, everybody that works at Navy Yard, they now have to physically go back to work at Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you tell?
It's Hunger Games trying to get in a Navy Yard right now and get one of the parking spots.
17,000 I think I heard 17,000.
I think that's the number.
People,
but there's
it's
only 4,500.
There's only four. But there's only 4,000 parking spots.
Yeah, so you better get there early.
So the metro, when I was coming through the down Main Street.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, not Main Street. First Street.
Yeah.
And I just saw the people getting off the metro.
Yeah.
Usually there's about three people.
Yeah.
And there was a ton. It was like the Caps game.
Never seen it busier at Navy Yard.
That's actually great for us. People would be back in their cars.
Fantastic.
Hopefully listening to the radio
again. That would be great.
That would be amazing.
It's a bad beat for a lot of people that got used to working from home.
Sure.
I have a buddy who I golf with on the regular, and he was going to work the last, I guess, 2 or 3 years. Twice a week, and he works beyond Baltimore on the other side at Bayview Medical Center, which I think is affiliated with Johns Hopkins. My mom used to go there for transfusions, and that's like an hour-long commute if there's no traffic. And he's going to have to go back 5 days. He's a scientist of some sorts. I told him, why don't you look for a spot somewhere here in Gaithersburg? Yeah. There are all kinds of places.
Somewhere a little closer.
Novavax, MedImmune. Human genome, find something close by, because that is a bad, bad beat. But good for business for us.
Everybody's Let's coming
hope.
Back.
Let's hope. Get back in your cars. Start listening to the radio again. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's freaking go.
It's been a while
go.
Since we got a bonus.
I wasn't in my car.
Yeah, right.
I really wasn't in my car very much this weekend. Didn't leave G-Burg except for the Altcast. We did our second Altcast on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Thought it went very well.
Well, thank God for Jimmy Patsos. He carried the entire second half.
Patsos is great.
I've never met a guy who knows more people than Jimmy Patsos.
He's the biggest name dropper, but he doesn't do it in a way that's obnoxious.
He does it. It's like ingratiating.
He's
just like a charming way. He just knows everyone in the basketball world.
Couldn't be more
He's literally
in.
A human basketball Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He's a great storyteller.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Great dude. Love Jimmy P.
And we did learn quickly, though, that... there's a lot more yapping you got to do for hoop games than hockey games. The hockey games, I don't know, just seem like maybe because of the intermissions were a little longer. I don't know. Just seemed like a lot more talking you had to do.
With the Caps, we had P.K. Subban in the first segment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he basically carried most of the first period. And we were supposed to have Walt Williams on, but he had a terrible connection, so we had to cancel that. So we had to do some more talking.
Yeah.
But it went fast.
And I didn't realize the Wiz were playing the next night, too, because they played the Hawks. The Hawks came to town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, their winning streak came to an end. They've lost a couple in a row.
They had a little back-to-backer.
Things are back to normal in Wiz land.
But it was a good time.
They played admirably.
We had EB's birthday cake a day after. I need to give a shout-out to my son. We celebrated his birthday yesterday. Turned 18.
Oh, that's very cool.
Hard to believe.
Oh, he's got the same birthday. So yesterday was his birthday?
Same birthday as Cooper DeGene and Saquon Barkley. Yes.
Yeah,
Pretty good. Pretty good company.
Nice job.
Yeah, we hit Yard House in G-Burg.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time.
Well,
I stuffed my face before the Super Bowl, and then just watching the game at home, I felt like I had to have chips and stuff, and I did that, and then I had leftovers for dinner. I probably put on 5 pounds.
My wife made her. She makes a spectacular buffalo chicken dip. She made it again.
Yeah.
She made it for the Eagles-Commanders game, NFC Championship, but she made it again because I love it.
You're a big fan.
And, man, it's just really good. But she made so much food, and I went out and got some food, too, because my daughter was in town.
Mm-hmm.
She came back from tech, and my older daughter spent the weekend with us because she wanted to hang out with her sis. So we had a lot of people there. And
that's only four.
Well, no, they had some friends come over.
Okay.
So she just made so much food, and I just ate so much.
Yeah. That's what you do. You gorge yourself on Super Bowl day.
Yeah.
You attended it. That's what I did. Day.
Yeah.
It's one where you're just like, okay.
And I didn't even have a drink. I didn't have one drink.
Really?
Yeah, good for you.
I had my standard.
You had your two?
Two beers, yeah.
Yeah. No, I had my.
Had two.
I had I did my drinking on Saturday after the game at a couple old fashions. Nothing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I felt a little weird. I did some day drinking on Saturday when I was playing poker because I just got there early and I had some sushi and I was like, well, I'm definitely going to have a Sapporo with my sushi.
Hey, how did we do on the Super Bowl prop bet? Because all of our touchdowns
Travis Kelce didn't hit.
Oh, that's right.
And I think Devontae Smith was a yard short.
He was 1 yard short. He had 69 yards receiving instead of 70.
That was...
What did I pick? I don't remember what I picked.
I don't know.
You had the Eagles laying a 2.5 or 2.5. You had an alt line.
Alt money line on the Eagles.
I had A.J. Brown. I had you had Worthy.
Yep. We missed because of Devontae Smith and TK.
Hold on, I had him as all. That was what I did.
Minus
for our
two and a half.
Regardless of what line you pick, the Eagles cover
because
the
we weren't going to do 100 touchdowns because it's hard to do in one game. On all the tutties.
Right. Well,
I mean, can you imagine if someone said, "I'll give you the Chiefs plus 24.5 in the first half"?
Well, you bet.
How much would you have put on that?
I would have gotten a loan from you and him and him and Drab and everybody in the other room.
Yes.
And bet it.
Right.
And been a big
and
loser.
And we'd have been poor, dirt poor.
Felt it.
It was such a bad game that the play-by-play at one point had to say, well, they've cut it to a 4-score game. I've never heard them ever say before.
Toward the end, it was like, oh, 4 scores with 4 2-point conversions gets them back. And it's like, what? Why am I bothering watching
and
this nonsense?
Tom Brady was trying to sell it. Well, with number 15 on the other side.
Anything could happen. Come on, right?
Well, didn't you think it was? I thought it took 2 possessions for me to figure out this was probably going to be very ugly.
Yeah.
2 possessions. Yep. The Eagles' defense was just swarming.
They were all over.
And I remember talking about it later in the week last week that their turnaround defensively, I mean, Jalen's great. A.J. Brown's great. Saquon had a historic season.
Yeah.
But their turnaround defensively is remarkable.
Well, it turns out Vic Fangio is a boob as a head coach, but he's a great defensive coordinator.
Wow. Yeah, he's a genius.
Well, and like Cooper
they
DeGene
also added some pieces.
And,
I mean, Howie Roseman is pretty good at building teams and putting rosters together.
Two possessions in.
Commanders need to go out and get Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that would help. That would help things.
Because I know you you sent the outline, you know, before the show and said, and one of the stories was the Commanders offense scored 77 points against this defense in three games. But the problem is they gave up 120.
Oh, yeah. Right. They gave up a lot.
They gave up 120. Well, so you need to go out and get like a super pass rusher that can just change a game, because that was obviously evident yesterday.
But to answer your question, the 2 possessions, I didn't think that after 2 possessions because the Chiefs defense was doing such a good job bottling up
Saquon.
But once you started seeing the sacks pile up and then the turnovers, it was ball game. I tweeted this. It reminded me of a lot when the Seahawks destroyed the Broncos years ago. I think it was 11 years ago, where Peyton Manning just didn't have much of a chance. They picked him off a couple times in that game. I think there was a pick six in that game by the Seahawks. And the pick six, it was like, man, Patrick Mahomes just threw a pick six. And he had the interception at the end of the first half by Bond. The Eagles, an incredible playoff run. I think the turnover differential in the playoffs in Super Bowl, 12-0.
Right.
Has that ever happened?
12-0?
To be me, plus 12? It was like Saquon was just a bonus, because even on that, it was that first possession, right, where they called the offensive pass interference, but A.J. Brown just easily got open down the sideline, and you were just like...
It was pretty ticky-tack.
It was pretty ticky-tack, but whatever. I actually didn't have as big a problem with it, but to me, it just showed, he's going to get open all day.
Yeah, of course. That's what he does.
This game's over.
Yeah. I did take a perverse pleasure in watching Patrick Mahomes faceplant in front of millions and millions of people.
11.4 QBR. I think that's the second worst in his career.
He was dreadful. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can't even.
No, he was bad.
He was pressured into it.
But no, he was.
I mean, the defense played a role, but he was particularly bad.
The goat talk, that's put to the side some time now with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. All these people that wanted to elevate him above
Tom
Brady.
But it was kind of a bonus that Mahomes turned into a big giant pumpkin.
Do you like that?
We'll be talking about it throughout. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We got Mike Jones, covers the NFL for The Athletic. He'll jump on at 7:25. Will Brinson, who covers the NFL for CBS Sports at 9:25. And we will talk a little Wizards. Will Dawkins will join us, the Wizards GM, and talk about the flurry of trades they made, the direction of this team. That's all right here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, talking some Super Bowl. The NFL season is over. Of course, the game was on Fox, which meant Tom Brady was on the call. I thought he was fine. A lot of people hate Tom Brady. I don't think he had any flubs or mistakes. He's just not special.
Yeah, didn't we have Jimmy Traina on Friday? And he said, look, he's not great. He's not terrible. He's just kind of down the middle.
Like, yeah. You know what he,
it's kind of what he is.
You know what he is, though? When they showed that opener with Lady Gaga, and I actually saw that. It's not like I watched 2 hours of pregame. I saw that. It was about 6:15. He's got the longest arms I've ever seen.
He does?
Oh, my God, dude. He was just wearing a T-shirt. It. You got to look at
okay.
it.
Okay. I didn't see the
arms,
opener. I
tuned in. Freakishly long.
I tuned in just for, like, the national anthem and the flyover.
You didn't miss anything.
But I know I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you know, Gaga was doing something from, you know, somewhere there in New Orleans downtown.
She's singing the Top Gun theme.
Is that what she's saying? Yeah. I don't even know what it was. But did you notice his arm? He's wearing his T-shirt.
He has freakishly long arms.
He looked gaunt. God, he looked gaunt.
That's what everybody
and
noticed.
And they're butt skinny. Yeah. I mean, there's no muscle.
Online, people were savaging his face. Like, his face is...
I couldn't get my eyes off his arms.
His cheeks are, like, hollowed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's that Botox.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what it is.
He's got something. Yeah. Plus, doesn't he have some crazy, stupid diet?
He's got a crazy
diet. He has an insane diet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't eating chips and queso yesterday, just pummeling it. He wasn't doing that bit.
He's not going to be one of those guys. He's not going to be one of those guys who you don't recognize after they retire.
Right.
Like sometimes, I don't know why this is somewhat obscure, but he's become somewhat of an announcer now. That quarterback, Sean King, who we had on the show, looked like he gained 100 pounds.
I mean, the NFLers, they go in one of two directions. They either balloon up like him or... They're Joe Thomas, the offensive tackle, the Hall of Famer, who loses 130 pounds, and you can't recognize him. Ryan Kerrigan is another guy. Like, he's barely recognizable
yeah, he lost
after
a bunch
losing
of
all the weight.
Yeah.
Like, you see him, you're like, that's Ryan Kerrigan? He's, like, skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird. It throws you. So I could see where you could be thrown off by big, gangly, hollowed-out-faced Tom Brady.
Really long arms, dude.
Yeah, Brady, I mean, women still love him. He's a good-looking dude, but that face just looks way too skinny.
Yeah.
And then he was wearing, apparently, did you hear about this?
I did hear,
the gold watch.
He was wearing a watch worth $740,000.
Well, I mean, when you're making $37.5 million per year, like, you need to spend your money on dumb, frivolous things.
Well,
what else are you going to do with
that? I think he was wearing a belt. Like, if you looked at, I was just trying to see, because I noticed the donk next to him, Burkhart, or whatever his name is.
Kevin Burkhart, yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. He's just wearing like a regular guy's like brown belt.
Right.
You know, probably something he got at TJ Sillies. Yeah. Tom's suit was like fitting nicely and everything, but when he had his jacket off, you can see he wasn't even wearing a belt. I don't know.
Like you said, he's fine. I mean,
he's fine.
The way he talks kind of irks me a little bit. But it's again, he doesn't bother me, but he doesn't attract me to a game.
Well, he's definitely not worth $40 million or whatever they're paying him a year, but God bless him.
Sick deal.
We should all be
very
so lucky.
Jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess a lot of people are upset that the game was such a blowout. I mean, I guess.
Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean, it was.
I think one I was team kind was, of enjoying their greatness.
One team was clearly much better than the other.
I thought I would see potentially, you know, Kansas City cement their greatness as a dynasty, and they are a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
They've done incredible things. But, I mean, it was kind of fun to watch them just pressure him. They were pressuring him with four. They were sacking him left and right.
Blitzing.
They were bringing extra guys.
Well, Josh Sweat dominated the right side.
He was incredible.
I mean, he was incredible, man. He was just, I don't know who that left tackle was, the guy for the Chiefs, but he was literally just pushing him back 10
and
feet.
And I thought you could see, I think it was the first possession that Kansas City had, where they flushed Mahomes right, and he chucked one, like, and I, like pretty haphazardly. He got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, oh, wow, I haven't. Yeah, he's begging to throw an interception.
Sure.
And that kind of continued
and
throughout
he did
the night.
Later to DeGene.
Yeah.
He's rolling right.
Kind of continued
and then he
throughout
threw it
the
back
night.
Across the field, which he's probably gotten away with a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But he didn't get away with it last night.
Yeah. It was just remarkable.
I mean, if they didn't give Hurts the MVP, I would have given it to Josh Sweat.
I would not.
Josh
have
Sweat
with
was
it.
Dominant. That was one of the best performances by a defensive player in Super Bowl history on the line. He was dominant on every play.
Mm-hmm.
They could not block him.
Let's pay out some of the calls if you want to chime in on it. Were you disappointed? I wasn't really. I just sat there and just watched kind of
top
all.
To bottom, I think if you factor in the game, the commercials, halftime show, probably one of the worst.
Maybe.
I'm
because
with
the
you.
The game was a dud.
Yep.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar, I watched 20 seconds of it and I said, this is not targeted to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm checking out. And I've grown weary of the commercials over the years.
Yeah, I know.
But nothing jumped out of me. Maybe the seal commercial with his face on the seal for Mountain Dew.
It was just kind of disconcerting. Almost.
It was weird. My wife's like, ooh, that's gross.
Yeah.
That was the only one I really remember.
I kept noticing it was like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on like every commercial. They were on a lot of commercials.
They were on multiple.
Like for different things. I don't know.
I agree with you. And it just took forever for the game to start.
Correct.
Because, I mean, Tom Cruise did like a 20-minute intro.
Can we just start the game at six?
Can we have kickoff at 6 and not 6:42?
I missed that part. What
did
he do?
The whole intro to start the game.
The hyping up the Chiefs versus Eagles. Like it's a two or three minute long bit.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Believe me, I wish I didn't.
Let's go to Mike.
Also, did you guys think that they hyped it up? The score bug? I never even knew they called it a score bug.
Yeah.
But they had hyped it up. I'd seen it online.
It
did you think it was very elementary?
I didn't have a problem. It looked very basic.
Yeah.
I didn't
look
like
something
that screen too
I'd
much.
Come up with 10
some,
years ago.
Some people were like, it's taking up 80% of the screen. I was like, calm down. Like, it's just,
it was fine.
It's a little bit bigger than normal. It's okay.
Mike, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the game, observations, commercials, all that. Mike.
Good morning, Junk. How are you this morning?
Hey, Mike. Great. What's up, man?
So I think the overall consensus is trash game, trash halftime show. You really only enjoyed that if you wanted to see the Kansas City dynasty fall apart. I think, you know, I don't know how you guys felt, But to me, it kind of felt a little reminiscent of those Giants teams that beat the Patriots, honestly. What the Eagles were able to do without blitzing at all to get that kind of pressure, I mean, that just changes the game. When you can have all your guys floating around in the secondary, it's going to be, I don't care how great your quarterback is, when a team can come in there and smoke you with their front four, it's a lot to deal with out there. How did you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I think you make a good point. Like I said before, it reminded me of what Seattle did to Denver when they matched up in the Super Bowl 11 years ago, where that defense just overwhelmed what was supposed to be a high-powered offense, and Peyton Manning had a pick six in the game, much like Patrick Mahomes had a pick six in this game. So that's what it reminded me of, but the Giants comparison's good too. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, you look at some of these numbers, you realize the Chiefs in their first five drives had a total of 14 yards.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have the ball.
Right.
I mean, they just barely had the ball.
Yeah, the DeGene run back at one point covered more yards than the Chiefs, I think, had through three quarters of the game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they couldn't move the ball on that defense.
And Hurts, even though he didn't put up crazy numbers in the playoffs, he was super efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really, really good. I mean, the one interception was bad. He tossed that up off his back foot. But for the most part, in the four games in the playoffs, he was really, really good. Didn't turn the ball over. Ran for a bunch of yards, scored touchdowns. I mean, he was just
how flawed.
Awesome.
It just highlights how flawed the traditional quarterback rating stat is, where Mahomes had a 95.
Yeah,
because he had one of the worst games. Oh, that's absurd. That should tell you everything.
I mean, he did throw a dime to Worthy, but it was meaningless.
Well, I mean, complete garbage time. Yeah. I mean, you have to factor in garbage time to the rating system.
First time in his career, Mahomes threw two interceptions in the first half of a playoff game. He became the first quarterback in Super Bowl history to take consecutive sacks before throwing a pick six in a span of three plays. So think about those three plays.
Yeah.
Sack, pick six. Yep. And you know what? He showed up. Did you see how he showed up to the stadium?
Mahomes? Kelce or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
No,
he was trolling the Eagles. He showed up in like a Kelly Green suit.
Huh. I didn't feel like that was a great look. Like when I saw it right away, I went, ooh, I don't know if I liked it. Not that it has an impact on the
game. It's a great look if you win.
I just didn't know if that was a great idea. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, some other numbers. He finished with 33 passing yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Second quarterback in history to throw an interception on consecutive pass attempts. Apparently, Craig Morton did it twice in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl. It was a bad performance.
That Super Bowl was so lopsided, it brought me back to just when there were strings of blowouts in Super Bowls. Like 25 or 30 years ago. Like, I remember when I was in college, the Niners just
destroying
dismantled
everybody.
Maybe Denver in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 55-10.
It was just like you lose interest by
it brought me back to 87 when we dismantled us of the Broncos in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Doug Williams went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Marcus.
One thing I'd like to say is that, you know, Barkley had a bigger impact on that game than people will give him credit for, just because he didn't gain a lot of yards. When Andy Reid and Spagnuolo committed an overwhelming force to stop him, that would have been okay if the Eagles were a one-dimensional team, but they're not. And it opened up the passing game for Hurts. And not only that, and just as important, opened up the running game for Hurts as well because of the concentration on Barkley. Mm-hmm. They rolled the dice and they got burnt. I'd also like to comment on Tom Brady. He must have been secretly ecstatic that the Kansas City Chiefs lost, and he wasn't immediately drawn into Mahomes is better than you, Tom. Mm-hmm. That would have been pure torture for him. And lastly, on this air several weeks ago, I called Sirianni a dope. Mm-hmm. Well, was I ever wrong? A tip of the cap to him, because anybody that can put the game plan together like that to knock off the defending champs. And he's also second in line for most amount of games won in four seasons, only behind George Seifert, who was no dope. I got to give the guy credit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy.
Prepared with that call.
And Barkley was also good in the blitz pickup.
Yeah.
So, they bottled him up. I mean, they clearly – Spagnuolo basically – and we kind of talked about this. I think Vic pointed it out last week. if I'm a defensive coordinator, Hurts has to beat me. Saquon's not going to beat me. And that's what the Chiefs said. They said, all right, Saquon's not going to beat us in the run game. Hurts, you're going to have to do it. And he did it, clearly. But Barkley was really good.
Give Philly credit, too. Like, they kept hammering Barkley. Like, even though he wasn't getting anything, the game plan was, you're going to get the ball 20-plus times.
Correct.
The offense is going to run around you. And then we're going to take some deep shots to Devontae and to AJ.
Yeah.
And it worked beautifully.
25 carries.
Also makes them control the clock.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there's two sides of that. The Chiefs were three and out over and over again.
Right.
So they weren't going to have much time of possession, but the Eagles put together long scoring drives.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles carried the ball 45 times in the game.
That's what they
completely dominated the time of possession.
But I botched the exact turnover thing. That's the thing which jumps out at me. So it was 3-1 in this game. But
that's right, because he threw the pick, right.
13-1 in the playoffs.
Plus 12, man. That's pretty impressive.
No,
you're gonna win a lot of games.
It actually makes me feel a little bit better about our loss, which was somewhat similar to that to them 2 weeks ago. That's it. We just stumbled into a juggernaut, a team that was just gelling at the right time. And, you know, hats off to him.
I was watching some of the post game after the game, and I think it was Saquon who talked about it, that, you know, he was talking about being new in Philly, and that they started off the season 2-2. And people were talking about firing Sirianni, and he was like, man, in Philly, you start off 2-2, you'd think, you know, the season's over. They lost one game the rest of the season. That was the game against the Commanders, and that was a game in which Jalen Hurts played a quarter, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Chris.
Jalen Hurts gets just savaged by the media because he doesn't put up big numbers.
Yeah. You got to give him his love.
He's
now.
He's a winner.
After that performance.
He's just won his whole life. It's hard for me not to respect that.
Respect
the dude.
He even won when he was benched, DB. Yeah. Tua came in there and won him a national championship.
Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Hey,
good.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, basically, this is what I was saying. Like, I was saying this last week. I was having a conversation with my boys. I was saying that the NFC is more dominant than the AFC, and everybody, like, you having conversations, everybody say the AFC is more dominant than the NFC. Now, this is a prime example how dominant the NFC is, like, in its years to come. But what I wanted to say is that this is one of the rare games that you see Andy Reid get out-coached. You would think that they'd leave a tight end in to help out blocking, you know, to get it going for Mahomes. But this game, he really looked like he needs to retire. But even though I know he's coming back for another year, but this game right here, I could really say that Kansas City got out-coached. They didn't make no adjustments, try to pick up the pass rush on the outside coming in. Anytime you got a guy named Jalen Carter in the inside, you got a double team, so you lead the outside one-on-one. I would think they would lead tight ends in, you know, to help with all that speed with Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, you know, give them some time to get it going a little bit. But I would say, like, listen, I did this parlay. I got every single one right. Uh-huh. But the daggone running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought they'd get a little bit of run game going. They only had three carries going into the third quarter.
That's right.
Yeah, How much would you have won if you hit?
Hey, listen, I did a small bet.
Gotcha.
I normally do pretty big, but I did an interception for Jalen Hurts. I did the under on I would have won $3,000 off of
$15. That's pretty good.
That's pretty nice.
Happy.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they didn't run the football. Kareem Hunt had three carries for 9 yards. P. Ryan had a late carry for 8 yards in the game, and Pacheco had three carries for 7 yards. So in terms of their running backs, they combined for 24 total yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that it's an era where they say running the football doesn't matter, but you can't just run for 24 yards with your running backs and expect to win.
It's just not going to happen yesterday. It wasn't going to happen.
And the Eagles also put together one of the best offensive lines. I mean,
well, just when they spotlight how big those dudes are. I mean, they average 6'5", 338.
I think it's 6'6", 338. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
6'6",
338.
And
they compared it to Super Bowl I.
Yeah, those guys were like 6'3", 245.
Right.
They also had some great play calls, too. Like, just when you think they're about to just maybe just run the clock out a little bit, they hit you with a big shot.
Well, the pass to Devontae Smith was, I mean, perfection.
Perfect.
Just dropped it in the basket.
Yeah. It is funny, EB, though. I am looking at that box score with Patrick Mahomes at the rating of 95.4. But his QBR, did you see that?
Yeah, of course.
11.
Yeah. 11.4.
No, it's just remarkable. It just shows you how just bogus that the traditional QBR stat can be.
He throws the pick six. He gets picked off at the end of the first half by Vaughn.
Yeah, the pick by him, by that linebacker. Incredible play.
All that performance did last night was bolster my argument about Jaden versus Patrick,
which is...
He's better. He thinks he's better.
Jaden was better, at least in that nine-game stretch. And he definitely would have been better last night.
Probably.
Than Patrick Mahomes.
Probably.
Not that they could have played each other, because they played each other in the NFC title game.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how Jaden performed in that game where the Eagles destroyed us. It wasn't his best game.
No, but he wasn't
his best game. But it wasn't a Patrick Mahomes level bad game.
It wasn't.
I can tell you that.
Right.
I can tell you that right now.
Right.
But Eagles Commanders games over the next decade, they're going to be fun. They're going to be freaking wars.
They're going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
We got to find out too what was the ultimate damage they did in Philly, like, you know, tearing the street apart, burning the city down.
The streets were ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank God I wasn't there. Can you imagine like being in a hotel and just watching below?
Get out of town immediately.
The city catch on fire.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. A little bit later in the program, we got Mike Jones, covers the NFL for the Athletic. He'll join us at 725. Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, at 9. And then our pal Will Brinson from CBS Sports at 925 here on The Junkies.
Welcome back. Junks digesting Super Bowl 59. You're welcome to call in 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. 800-636-1067 is the number, in case you forgot.
So, Trav was pointing out something funny about Jason. It's so true. So, it is 6:45 on Monday morning, mm-hmm. and Trav was going by our desk to hand us a new outline because we have a new text line, the Sports Junkies text line, presented by Lido Pizza.
Mm.
Local favorite since 1955, serving pizza subs, jumbo wings, salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations to replace your order.
Yeah.
Go to LidoPizza.com, text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Let me just say this. Lido's wing game is underrated. Their wings are so good.
Yes. Yeah.
Delicious.
We all love Lido. If you want to text us, you can hit us on the Lido text line. But anyway, Drab was passing out our show sheet, which has all of the reads mm-hmm. that we have to do throughout the show. And he goes, it's 6:45 Monday morning, and Jason's on his bank account sweating every deposit and everything that's going on. He's like, plus it's just there. Why didn't, like, he didn't cover it up. It's just open. Like, he can see what's in your account.
That's everything. All right. I mean, all you got to do is ask me. I mean, I'll tell you what's in my account.
You're all about transparency.
Well, there's a reason. Well, hold on. There's a reason I did this, because my youngest daughter is terrible at keeping a balance on her debit card.
Okay.
And she went to Tyson's yesterday to shop.
Well, that's a problem with keeping the balance.
And I knew that she was going to spend a bunch of money in Tyson's, and she had $6 left on her debit. And so I knew that I had to go in there and check it and put some more money on her debit, because she's driving back to Blacksburg today, and who knows if she's going to need her debit for gas or whatever.
Right.
So I'm not checking my stuff as much as I'm checking my daughter's stuff.
Got it.
You're just staying on it.
I'm staying on top.
I can't tell you how often I look at Jason's computer and I see his bank, online banking app.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like hours a day. It's just sitting there. I never look at it, but I just think it's funny that he's always locked in on whatever's going on that account.
Man, he's dialed in, man.
I'm working all kinds of different directions, man. Yeah. That's what I have to do.
Well, hey, cakes too with his stocks.
Wait till your daughters are in college.
I'll do it too.
It's nuts.
Yeah, but my
cakes will check his stocks.
My stoinks checking is mostly like when I'm going to the when I go to the bathroom. That's a perfect time to pull up my stocks.
Yeah, he'll do it while he's at the urinal.
Yeah, like I go to the
urinal. He stands at the urinal. And then I'll
put my phone
doing.
On top of the dirty pipe, and then I'll start scrolling with my one free hand. And I'll see how the stoinkity stoinks are doing.
I don't know. Just opposite of me.
Yeah.
You'll check your 401k probably daily.
Well, I've already checked it once today.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it.
See, that's the thing, Drabby, is like, since you're behind the glass there and I'm, you know, facing, or Cakes is facing you, you can't see his computer.
Right.
He's on this stuff all the time, too.
So he checks his 401k every day. I probably haven't checked it in 2025.
Well, that's absurd.
But why? Look, you're not taking it out now.
No, but I like to see what's doing. I like to see the contribution.
I think the last time I checked, I just played a game with myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, will I be within, I don't want to put my business out there, but I was like, will I be within 15%
right.
of the number? And I wasn't.
Right.
Like, I just don't really have idea.
You're,
but
you're just ignorant when it comes to your 401k. That's your choice. That's okay.
I mean, my daughter.
You don't have to.
well, we can't.
My daughter went out yesterday and spent
access the money now.
$61 at Aritzia and spent $80 at some other store. So she
what
spent,
is Aritzia? I don't even know what that is.
My kids used to go there.
Just a girl.
My daughters used to go there.
Clothing store.
Got it.
And so she spent $140. So she had $6.28 on her debit starting today.
Right.
I mean, what is she doing?
She's living. She's walking right on the edge, is what she's doing.
Right. Well, when there's a negative balance on the debit, the bank will charge you $25.
Right.
So I have to go in and check it.
Hmm. Well, she's about to graduate, right? She'll get a job.
She's going to be terrible at her money.
No.
Take her off that.
I'll probably end up just monitoring her bank accounts until she's like 30.
Right. Get her on the right path.
Wow. I try and tell her, but she just doesn't listen.
Yeah, no, what's beyond a helicopter dad? He's like a super helicopter dad.
You know, she's spoiled, but that's my fault.
I mean, doesn't she understand if she doesn't have money, she can't like buy stuff?
No, she doesn't understand that.
Like, if you don't have the money to shop, you shouldn't be shopping.
To her, it's an endless supply.
Yeah, I mean, because she knows I'm just going to replenish her account. And she's got a credit card too. So if the debit's not working, then she'll put on the Amex.
That's why he cancels everything all the time.
It's a nightmare.
All right, let's pass some of these calls. Some people still want to chime in, obviously, on the game. We got Mike Jones, of course. He covers the NFL for The Athletic. He'll be on with us at 7:25. Will Dawkins from The Wiz. He'll give us his take on all of the trades, especially what the Wizards did. And then Will Brinson will be coming on. I'm sure he'll have a funny take on the Super Bowl. He'll be on at 9:25. Let's go to Alex in D.C. Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, great show again.
Thanks. What's up?
I'm just gonna say this as a Brady fan, but I think the goat talk is over. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
I know his career. I know his career's not over, but he was 1-2 against Brady. He was 0-2 against Brady in the playoffs himself when Brady was an old man. Mm-hmm. And the guy got blown out twice in two Super Bowls. Not Brady in all his losses, in all three losses, it was a one score game. Like he lost by 3-3 against the Giants, and I think 4 against the Eagles. Against the Eagles, and people forget, they won 2 out of 3 years, and they were split with that game in between the Eagles, and they lost that one. He set the record for most yards, I think touchdowns in a Super Bowl. I mean, he played great in that game. Just the Eagles played better offensively. His defense is going to stop anyone, but I think
that's fair.
You know, and Brady watched that game. I'm sure it's just human nature. I'm sure he was rooting for the Eagles. I mean, you don't want anyone to catch your records, you know. So
I would think. But remember, Brady also lost 3 Super Bowls. You know.
Yeah.
He did, but he didn't get blown out. He didn't get blown out in any three games.
7-3. Yeah. Winning 70%.
I don't know
of
that being blown out particularly matters if he finds a way to get to 10 like Tom did.
Well, but, you know. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, to win 10 Super Bowls, I mean, even to get to 7 Super Bowls, even to get to 5.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to beat Josh Allen. You got to beat Lamar. I mean, it's not easy to, and you got to be lucky. They haven't really had severe injuries on their offensive side of the ball, really. I mean, to get where they have been, and they got lucky this year. I mean, they got a lot of wins that were very close and finally blew up in their face.
Look, it's going to be very difficult for Mahomes, thanks for your call, to ever pass Tom Brady. And I agree because of the head to head. But hypothetically, let's say, look, Brady, I think, went 10 years between Super Bowl wins. The Patriots did. Like, there was the early era of Brady where he won some Super Bowls. Then there was a little downtime. Then he won more Super Bowls. And, of course, he added one when he was with Tampa. I mean, if Mahomes got to 9 Super Bowls, then he could say, okay, if he got to 10, I mean, wins. So Brady's won 7. If Mahomes did it, then I think you could make that argument. If he's even, I think it would be tough because Brady has the head-to-head. And Brady in the Super Bowls, 21 touchdowns, just 6 picks.
I mean, look, there's such a long way to go. It's look how difficult it is for for teams to just get to the playoffs, you know, every year. It's just so hard to get to a Super Bowl every single year and then win it. So, yeah, but let's just shelve that talk for now.
Oh, it's going to be shelved for a while.
Let's shelve it.
I think for a while.
I don't disagree.
800-636-1067. Coming up next, we're going to do the halftime show. What did you think of it? We put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, what did you make of it? There's four choices. Loved it, liked it, meh. Or thumbs down. 800-636. We can talk about Kendrick Lamar, some of the commercials, and more here on The Junkies.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.